Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Commissioner Fish has asked if we could have a brief pre-gavel session, and I think that's a great idea, Commissioner Fish.
Well, Mayor, we had an election last night, and everybody has their takeaway of something that happened last night that they like, whether it's maybe Scott Walker going back into the private sector, or maybe it's the House turning Democrat, or maybe it's Tammy Baldwin holding her seat, or maybe it's the first Native American woman to be elected, two Native American women to be elected to the House. And we can go on and on with things that happened last night. I would like to take a moment and thank the Oregon voters for supporting affordable housing. We had two ballot measures yesterday, ballot measures 102 and 26199. Each almost got to 60%, which if you go back, and Lightning is nodding, so, and Lightning follows this closely. You go back 6 months ago, people were saying that both of them were being a heavy lift. Oregon voters said yes for affordable housing on both, almost to 60%. And something Representative Sanchez that we're very proud of is the housing bond won in all three counties. So in Clackamas, in Washington County, and in Multnomah County. So this was not just a Multnomah County. And what does it mean? What does it mean with having both pass? It means that as many as 12,000 people will now have a safe and stable place to call home when it's all built out. And the share that Multnomah County is going to receive is $250 million. So as I was saying to my friend earlier, I don't know what I feel greater about today, the fact that for me this is day 443 of surviving cancer, or it's the fact that Oregon voters did something historic, the largest housing bond in the history of our state. Can we take a moment just to acknowledge 26199 and measure 102 and thank the voters? Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Everybody, it's Commissioner Fritz.
So I just want to add, Commissioner Fish, thank you for all of your work for passing those bonds, the bond measure and the constitutional amendment. These things don't just happen. They take a lot of work, and thank you so much for taking that on in addition to your own re-election earlier this year and your ongoing battle on behalf of the council.
I've become
very much appreciative of that. Congratulations, Representative Sanchez, and I'm just excited about the people I'll get to work with both here at the county, at Metro, in Washington County. Oregon did our part. Thank you, voters.
Commissioner Daly.
Well, November 7th, was that election day in 2016, was one of the best and worst nights of my life. I didn't really get to enjoy my victory, considering who was elected as president. And last night was, I feel like I finally got to experience that feeling of victory and exuberance. I'm thrilled about our new colleague who will be joining us in council in January, the ninth woman to ever be elected to city council, the third African American to ever serve on city council, the first woman of color to ever serve on city council, and we will have our first women majority council. So I'd like a round of applause for that. I was very nervous about 105. Did I miss the... Very nervous about 105, which would have repealed our sanctuary state policy. We prevailed. We know we're on the right side of this issue morally, and courts across the country have shown that we're also on the right side of the law. So thank you, Oregon, for protecting our immigrant and refugee communities. I'm stunned. I think there's very few elections that went not the way I would have liked to see them go, but all the measures that I was supporting, including the Portland Clean Energy Fund, which is going to be tens of millions of dollars a year for green jobs and green energy and creating economic opportunity for those who have been left out of the rising tide in our economy, we're going to change the face of our city. And I don't feel proud every day of Portland or of Oregon, but I'm proud to live here today. So thank you, voters, and thank you, Portland.
So I'll chime in, and first of all, since we're pre-gavel, I just wanted to put in a thought on the record. I had a chance late last week to go to the Kenton Women's Village. I know most of you are pretty familiar with that. I had the privilege of meeting two women there who have a entrepreneurial initiative that they're actually running out of the Kenton Women's Village called Okie Dokie. And they make these incredible handbags out of the material. It's recycled material that comes off of the highway advertising signs, the billboards you see. They're actually made of a canvas-like material. And I actually didn't know that because I've never been close enough to one to actually understand that. And I just thought it was really a very positive thing to see women who are experiencing homelessness in an environment where they are respected and part of a community, and taking an incredible leadership initiative to start a company that is actually quite successful. And I believe you'll see their products all over the place. I just thought it was really cool, and I wanted to shout that out. With regard to the election, it was a good night. Voters in the state of Oregon said yes to affordable housing. They reaffirmed overwhelmingly their commitment to sanctuary status for the state of Oregon. They said yes to letting women make their own reproductive decisions. And we returned a governor to office who I think is going to have a fantastic second term, and I wish Governor Brown all the best as she embarks on her second term. So thanks to everybody who took the time to vote. The voter turnout was very strong, and I'm appreciative of the fact that people, regardless of how they voted, they took a real interest in what was going on and they participated. So I thought on the whole, it was a really excellent night for our state and for our community. And I look forward to Joanne Hardesty joining us here at the dais. It is historic. She comes with a long history of accomplishment. She and I have worked together on many issues over many, many years, and I look forward to her sitting presumably right here in this seat, unless for any reason we decide we're going to change the seating arrangement. No.
Mayor, she's asked if you would switch seats with her.
She should be careful what she asks for. No. Anyway, thank you. So with that,